This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The biggest news this week came out of the U.S. Supreme Court, including on immigration. Muddle is too charitable a word for U.S. immigration policy, that is, how we should deal with the millions of foreigners living illegally in this country. And the court didn't add much clarity when it ruled that most, but not all, of Arizona's new immigration law was unconstitutional. And that decision came on the heels of the president's announcement that his administration wouldn't deport any of the 800,000 young unauthorized immigrants who arrived here as children. Julio Salgado is one of those 800,000. He's an artist and video producer who's part of a new movement among the undocumented to out themselves. He was one of dozens pictured on a recent cover of Time magazine. And this week, he's got art openings in both Berkeley and New York City. Julio Salgado, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get your basic story first. How did you come to be living in the United States?
I came to this country when I was 11 years old, and my sister became really ill, and so she needed a kidney transplant. And so the doctors said, you have to stay here, and she needs a kidney transplant, and you know, any parent who's dealing with that kind of situation, they're not really going to think about anything else but saving their child
Sure.
Alive. And so there was really no way to fix our status other than to go back to our country. And that meant that my sister could potentially die, you know, if we were to go back. There was definitely a discussion of we're going to have to stay here, our passports are going to expire, but you know, we really don't have any other choice. The other choice, you know, we didn't even want to think about the other choice, you know.
So after sort of 17 years of this twilight existence, you've declared your status in this very public way. Why do that?
I was in the ninth grade, and I found out that I was undocumented, and I couldn't get like a real job, and I wasn't really like my friends. I had this like little secret, and I cannot tell you how, you know, the what it feels like to constantly be living with this fear of like I could get deported and not see my family for a long time. I could, you know, it's this fear that I don't know how to explain it. It's a fear that we all have of having to leave a place where we've, you know, sort of build home, build communities. And so when in 2010, a lot of students started coming out publicly, and very much very parallel with the coming out of the queer community, what it's like, you know, coming out in numbers and feeling like you come out and it feels like this big weight comes off your shoulders because, you know, you've had the secret for so many years.
Did the experience personally of coming out as gay at first sort of, do you think, led you to think, oh, I can do this too?
I think so. I mean, I mean, and it's no surprise why there are, you know, the majority of people who are leading, you know, the movement, who are organizing a lot of the sittings, a lot of these marches, are in fact queer.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's I know many of the folks who are organizing in the communities, and they're queer. They're either queer or they're women. I don't find that surprising at all, because as a queer individual, I know what it's like to be sort of like in the shadows and like have the secret. And when I came out, it was alleviating. It was great.
In addition to your artwork that plays with advertising sort of iconography about undocumented people, you do this YouTube series of vignettes that is revealing and funny, called Undocumented and Awkward. I want to play a clip from your episode 2, in which you play a hotel cleaner who happens to run across an old high school friend who's staying at the hotel.
Yes.
You're trying to make a little bit more money, and that's why you're working here?
Well, it's just, you know, I haven't fixed my immigration status, and so, like, I, you know, they don't really ask, you know. They don't really pay a lot, but they don't ask for a lot, so.
But you have a degree.
Yeah, I have a college degree.
And you work here.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So that's you, Julio Salgado, as a hotel room cleaner in the little video dramedy called Undocumented and Awkward. How, for instance, autobiographical is that?
It's probably 98.2. a biographical. I say 98.2 because I used to work in the food industry, and I never actually worked as a hotel worker. But like the rest of the story is pretty much parallel to my life. You know, when I was in college, I met the other three co-founders of this website. You know, we graduated from college, and you know, here we had like our degrees, and we couldn't get a job using our degree. So we were like, you know, we still want to do something creative, and we developed this website, and we started developing this series to sort of, you know, make fun of our situation. You know, all of us who are behind this were like huge fans of like SNL skits, and so there was a lot of inspiration from that. And, you know, we don't think we're funny, but people like them and they started passing them on, which is great. And we just want to open it to everybody who wants to do the same.
Julio Salgado, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on your show.
You can see some of Julio Salgado's artwork and watch his undocumented and awkward video at our website, studio360.org.